are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, a lot of stuff to talk about today. Not as much medical as I would have expected. Yeah, we got a woman allergic to her husband's sperm, but that's not what we're all interested in. We're interested in the budget that Obama has released. We're interested in this bipartisan deal that senators, we believe, have reached on gun control. Kind of interesting for those of you that haven't heard it. See if you guys like it. See if you don't. It looks like Arizona has passed a law now allowing silver and gold to be used as legal tender because they're worried that the U.S. economy is going to crash. And like I said, we got a little bit of medical news we could throw out there, like some, I guess there's some new bed bug advancements. You know, we've all been kind of worried about the bed bugs, okay? I mean, you know, if we're not going to have our guns, what are we going to, shoot the bed bugs with? So researchers have had to come out with another way to deal with the bed bugs. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy for your calls and your comments. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, before we go into the Manchin-Toomey bill proposed for gun control, let's quickly review what happened yesterday with the Texas stabbing. Yesterday, while I was in my third hour of the show, it was reported that a 20-year-old student went on a stabbing spree, not shooting spree, stabbing spree at Lone Star College. From what we understand, he has been charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. His name is Dylan Quick, okay? 4 people had to be life flighted out. As of last night, I believe 2 were in serious condition, 2 were in fair condition. And from what we understand, he used a razor-type knife to stab his victims. He had told investigators he had fantasies of killing people and had been planning the attack for some time. Okay? This is kind of important to our discussion a little bit later on when psychos decide to go and kill people. All right. Campus had been shut down, but I guess it reopened today. Some people have pop quizzes, I guess. From what we understand, Mr. Quick had been born deaf, had received a cochlear implant at age 7, had overcome some challenges in life. Implant gave him the ability to hear, but apparently he had to play catch-up on how to speak English, according to CNN. Mother homeschooled him, and then he started to get into Lone Star's library programs when he was a teen, became a reader. From what I understand, excelled pretty well. Not much about if he was bullied. Not much about, any other clues. No, nothing we know about medications, etc., like which usually takes months upon months to come out later once we find. But he just started to run around stabbing people. We don't have any motive yet. We're not sure. He was stabbing them in the face and head and neck and et cetera. And, pretty scary stuff. So, while they are, investigating and while they are giving them a psychological, rundown and a, one-over, I still don't feel like we're doing what we need to safety-wise. Now, some people will disagree with me and say, Dr. Dahlia, there was university police. Well, from what I understand, somebody tackled him, and I don't know if it was another student. I'm not sure if it was campus police, but, some of you are making a point when you disagree with me on upping school security, where some of these schools, they have security, and if security is on the other side of campus, how do they get there in time? I know some of them have golf carts. Some of them have bicycles. I was on the UNLV campus a couple months ago. They have horses. Now, I love horses. I mean, if I was on a horse, I think I could at lightning speed jump over the quad, jump over these little little, you know, circles of people, you know, reading poetry for their English class, that I think I could, you know, get my butt down there in time if I was on a horse. But for the most part, maybe these campuses, they don't have enough armed guards. That's not an argument to say, okay, no, we don't need armed guards. All right, that's an argument to say, all right, I think we really need to revamp our school security. Now, keep in mind, a lot of these officers, they monitor the grounds. They monitor the outside, which we need them to do. Well, some of these killings or these sprees happen within the halls. So who is protecting the hallways? Which is why some of you have suggested, all right, fine, teachers get to carry, teachers, you know, get trained. The only thing is I, you know, and I apologize if I'm stereotyping, but most of my teachers in college were not very right-leaning. They were a lot more to the left, okay? And I want to be very, very careful with my choice of words. And I don't know if many of my teachers in college would have actually pulled a gun as opposed to them wanting to pull out a peace sign. So, I don't know if you could convert a whole bunch of teachers who, you know, don't really believe the Second Amendment as much as some of us do. I don't see where we could train them and, you know, prepare them like we need to. I mean, we need somebody that's not afraid to use a gun. We need somebody who's not afraid to shoot. You know, I told you my husband had huge concerns with me getting my CCW because he said, you're not going to kill a person. And I told him, you're right, I'm not. I'm going to aim for their femur. I'll probably aim for their deltoid. If their epididymis gets in the way, yeah, it'll be shot. But I know the anatomy enough where I'm going to try to avoid the inferior vena cava or avoid the aorta if I can. And my husband was like, no. I mean, if you're going to carry a gun, okay, and if you are going to protect our family, if you are going, you know, you need to be prepared to go all the way with it, okay? Yeah, I know, very good. You'd think going all the way would be something easy for me, but no. So, looks like we're coming up on break. We want to talk about this bipartisan deal that two senators have reached, a huge explosion of criticism from both sides. We'll see what you think, but I got to tell you something. I'm kind of getting sick of politics, and I'm kind of getting sick of the way politicians are doing things, and we may be onto something here. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's DRDALIAH.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hold off on the booging for just a little bit because we got a lot to talk about. You can boogie for a quick second because I'm going to thank Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And thanks, Don. Thank you, Don, for working the dials. Okay, so no more booging. Pretty serious stuff. So we have two senators, okay? Pat Toomey, Republican from Pennsylvania. Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia. Joe's kind of on the conservative side. They're both gun owners, okay? From what I understand, the NRA has been pleased with them until recently, as they have revealed their gun deal, all right, and their legislation. Because this is coming from two senators from supposedly opposite sides of the aisle, they actually think that this may pass in the Senate. Now, what they had done in the press conference is they had come out suggesting, all right, we do need to work harder on controlling violence in schools. And they are coming up with a movement where they are going to, we are going to have government get involved in how to keep our schools safe. Okay, I'm happy with that. I think that's great. Absolutely. Okay, I don't think we have enough safety in our schools. You all know how I feel. Let's get some armed guards in there. Let's get some extra police officers. Let's rock and roll with this. Okay, no dilly-dallying. All right, but they didn't go so far as that. They just went as far as saying, all right, we're going to support that we move forward with protecting our schools. That's fine. All right, from what I understand, we don't have all the bits and pieces. What they've decided to do is they've decided to kind of just go with the whole background check aspect of gun control. Not recommending registry. All right. Not bringing up any sort of national database, but they are kind of staying firm on background checks, including what they expanded it to, sales done at gun shows. Okay. Now, from what I understand, it's still a little loose between a family member passing a gun to another family member or gifting a gun, etc. For those of you that just saw G.I. Joe, Bruce Willis gave his General Patton gun to The Rock. And The Rock was very happy. They did it in front of a whole bunch of people in the military. Nobody asked for a background check. Everybody was happy. The gun was a beautiful gift. You know, aren't you supposed to give a penny whenever you get as a gift a weapon? Right? Like if you get a knife as a gift, like if somebody buys you a set of steak knives, you're supposed to give a penny, right? Because it's supposed to be like you're purchasing it as opposed to getting a weapon as a gift. I don't really know what the superstition is, but The Rock didn't give him a penny. And, you know, maybe it's because it wasn't written in the script. That's neither here nor there. The reason why we think this very mild form of gun legislation, okay, that seems to really center around the background checks is going to go through is because you have Charles Schumer, the New York senator, who actually plans on co-sponsoring this new agreement. So when you have Schumer involved, okay, it looks less conservative from Manchin, Senator Manchin, and Senator Toomey. They say the background check deal made several tweaks to the prior Democratic proposal. I guess striking a provision requiring states to recognize concealed carry permits from other states. I gotta admit, that is kind of a pain in the butt, that I can't go to another state if I'm a concealed carry. But this strikes down a provision requiring states to recognize concealed carry permits from other states and eliminating another measure exempting sellers who sell 5 guns per year or fewer from background check requirement. All right. It does not require background checks for intra-family transfers of firearms. It would apply existing record-keeping rules used for gun stores to those weapons sold online at gun shows. Now, the NRA actually critiqued this, and they said, look, this does nothing to, prevent the next shooting. Okay, because no background check would have prevented the shootings that occurred in Newtown, Aurora, or Tucson, which is something we've all been talking about. I mean, the background checks, yeah, I mean, I think that is common sense, okay? You know, you want to make sure somebody who hasn't had a history of a violent crime purchase a gun and get control of a gun. But, I mean, unfortunately, these aren't the people who have committed these horrific crimes in the last couple years. They've been people who never had a record. And they got a hold of somebody's gun, or they purchased their gun, they purchased their ammunition, no history, so the background check wouldn't have weeded them out. And it's kind of interesting how the NRA stepped up against this. You would think many conservatives would say, okay, you know what, this isn't that bad. Okay, and what approach should we be taking with this? I mean, first and foremost, we need to have better mental health screening, which we've talked about. Number two is we need to increase security at our schools now. But we have a problem when it comes to politicians. Politicians want to be reelected. And politicians are under huge pressure to please their constituents. That's the American way. God bless us. Thank God we live in a democracy. The problem I have, though, is many of the Democrats want a huge bandura, a huge block of legislation done at once. All right? When have the Democrats done a huge, monstrous block of legislation without thinking about the ramifications and without breaking it down into pieces and seeing what each piece could do, ramification-wise, Obamacare? And as we all know, Obamacare is going to be giving us headaches for decades, if not centuries, until somebody makes significant changes. Mostly unlikely, with Hillary Clinton running in 2016, we could be looking at a Democratic administration for the next 12 years. Now, that being said, I've always said that Obamacare should have been broken up into pieces, and you find the pieces where we have common ground. Where I am not balking at this Manchin Toomey suggestion and bill proposal is because it looks like they're going piece by piece. Now, many of the critics in the liberal media today were bashing it because they said, well, it wasn't enough. We need to do this. We need to do this. We need to do assault rifles. We need to do this. Why do our politicians need to do big, huge, monstrous bills that have earmarks in it and things that have nothing to do with health care or gun control? Why? Why aren't we on a simple bill type system? I think kindergartners realize that if you're going to make any changes, you need to sometimes go piece by piece. Okay? There's ripples in the water, and we need to see when we throw a pebble what the ripples do. Right? Instead, we're throwing boulders. Or we're, what's it called, cherry, what's it called when you, cannonball, right? Obamacare was a big, huge cannonball, and what the liberals want is a big, huge cannonball when it comes to gun control. Why does everything have to be so extreme? Why can't we just go piece by piece if both sides agree on background checks? But we have disagreement on national registries. We have disagreement on the type of rifles and guns to be banned. If we have, then let's just focus on what we agree and do baby steps. I don't understand why this whole baby step ideology is so repulsive to these politicians. Is it because they can't get elected because they supported a little baby step measure? Is that why? And then we're inherently screwed, because if we start to see that these politicians want all or nothing, and what it's going to be is a tug of war of who's in the majority, we're going to have something like Obamacare passed again, except now with our guns. And meanwhile, every piece of legislation I'm hearing from the left still doesn't tell me that my kid going to school today, God willing, or your kid or my neighbor's kid is going to be safe. Okay? So, as we look and as we watch, and as we, unfortunately, from the sidelines, because I don't really think we have 1/1000th the control these politicians act like we do, you know, we're going to be watching these people volley back and forth, and, how should we as an American people manage or handle something this crucial? Okay, and our guns and our Second Amendment rights is extremely crucial. Just as crucial as our health care, as far as I'm concerned. Now, they botched up health care, and they botched it up bad. And you guys ain't seen nothing yet when it comes to the ramifications of Obamacare. We've talked about it. I'm not going to go into it too much now. But if they, and if we allow, and I don't know how we could stop them, if we allow liberals to come up with a big Obamacare-type bill as it comes to guns, you can't just repeal it and try to go back. It could take years to go back and repeal it, which means we have to hope and pray that this is done right now. The GOP, though, on the other hand, they can't sit there and go, no legislation whatsoever. We're going to fight so we get reelected. We have to give something. And if giving something has to do with agreeing with something that most of us find with common ground, background checks, then okay. All right? I mean, we may have to give into a piece, but let's at least work on little baby pieces. If not, liberals are going to throw in a big Obamacare-type gun bill, and we're all screwed. 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food during the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available.
available over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Tim from New York City says, I believe there should be regulation between family members and their guns. If a father gives his son a rifle, the son should go through background checks as the father did. Alright, I mean, here's the thing. I think we're all missing the point on this whole gun violence and school shootings. When Adam Lanza took his mother's gun and unfortunately killed multiple children and teachers in that shooting, as well as his mother, all right, he just took the gun. Somebody undergoing a background check, all right, somebody going through the process is, I don't think, are the people we need to worry about as much as these people going rogue. Look at what happened in Texas. Somebody decided to use a very highly serrated knife and start stabbing people. This is not the type of person that's going to walk in and say, hi, I'd like to purchase a gun. I'd like to go through the background checks. I'd like to. I mean, these are the types of people that have no problem just going and taking somebody else's gun. Now, this is why some of the liberals say, all right, well, then get rid of every single gun. You think you could do that? Really? Really? I mean, you think all guns will disappear? No. No. All right. So, you know, the ability of a quote unquote bad guy to get a weapon, whether it be a gun, whether it be a knife, whether it be getting behind a car and running into a crowd of people. All right. Well, that ability, I don't think any legislation is going to protect against. So then the next question is, I mean, are politicians taking something on that they're really inept to take on? I mean, you know, violence in schools may not be something you could legislate against. And that's why many of you are scratching your heads at why, you know, the Republicans are fighting this. Because if it's not going to address the problem, why are we going to infringe on other people's rights and to be distracted, right, and spend, I don't know, countless dollars lobbying for one side or the other for bills that won't even help violence to begin with? All right. If you want to stop somebody on a stabbing spree, if you want to stop somebody on a shooting spree, if you want to stop somebody from driving a car into a crowd, how do you do that? Do you do that with bipartisan legislation? No. All right. What, we're going to get rid of cars? We're going to get rid of knives? How are you going to do that, people? And I understand many of you are really freaked out with what happened. We all are. With what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary, there is no reason Adam Lanza should have had an assault rifle at his disposal. And there is no reason I could think of, right, that he should have been able to grab it from his mother, shoot her, and go and shoot up a school. Okay, that should not have happened. But really, would legislation have stopped that? Now, some of you would say, oh, well, if the mother never had the assault rifle, this wouldn't have happened. If what they've been saying over the last few days is true, where Adam Lanza has been brooding, right, about revenge, and that's what they're saying, because he was bullied at that school, I mean, what about him trying to set fire? What about him trying to set explosives? You know, the next question asked is, what are we doing to stop other non-gun forms of violence at schools? What are we going to do after this stabber at the Texas University? Does anybody have any suggestions? Is Chuck Schumer, right, is Toomey, is Rand all over this one? Well, I think a lot of us are really, really missing the point. Okay, so then they go, well, then it's the doctor's fault. It's always the doctor's fault. All right, well, doctors, they aren't stepping up, and they aren't screening people. You know how many people come in having some sort of depression, having some sort of anxiety, hate their jobs, hate their wife, hate their... we would probably put everybody on 72-hour hold. And when that happens, none of you are going to want to go to the doctor, and none of you are going to want to reveal anything to us. We talked about with James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado shooter, and him seeing Dr. Lynn Fenton, psychiatrist, prior to the shooting, even though he had left the school and she hadn't taken care of him for, I believe, a month to 6 weeks prior. All right, people are already suing her, widows of victims, already suing her, saying breach of duty. All right, that she didn't put him on 72-hour hold. Now, and we've discussed this, okay? It's my duty, if I think you're going to kill somebody or kill yourself, to put you on psychiatric hold. Get either the police involved, get the local psychiatric hospital involved. That's my job, okay? All right? Now, it's interesting. A lot of you already know that. So when you come in with depression, I ask you the same two questions we are required to ask everybody. Are you thinking about killing somebody? Have you ever thought of killing somebody, or do you ever think of hurting yourself? And it's very interesting how many of you finish the question before it's asked. No, I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to kill myself. No, 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 no to both answers. All right, people already know, because they already know that we would call the authorities. So if people are already wise to that, what are they going to reveal to us doctors? And which doctors and which psychologists are going to be the ones able to extract this type of history? Now, some of you will say, well, a really good psychiatrist can. They could determine if you are a suicidal maniac or a homicidal maniac. They are able to figure that out. Like if you're going to take somebody with you when you want to die, have a death wish, psychiatrists can figure that out. Psychologists can figure that out. Yeah, some of them can. You know, I've seen people where it was pretty blatant. But what about these conniving people that have been able to navigate through society? Like James Holmes, like Jared Loughner, you know, in Tucson. Jared Loughner, prior to the Gabby Gifford shooting and the Tucson strip mall shooting, he was able to get out of parking tickets. He was able to shop at Walmart, was able to go to Circle K, was able to get some film. I mean, he knew how to navigate through society. My guess is he had the competency to say no to as the right answer to those questions. All right? So how are we supposed to screen? What am I as a doctor supposed to do? Should I just play it safe and anybody with depression and anxiety have locked up for 72 hours? Should we have everybody go through some sort of psychiatric incarceration? Oh, hell no. All right? Because even if you do that, all right, who's to say a year from now they're not going to go on a spree, just wig? And we've talked about that. Some of you have called in saying your wife or spouse went off their medication and went crazy one day. I think many humans have that potential, whether they were medicated or not, whether they're on medication, whether they're on medication, then miss a dose, whether they're withdrawing from the medication. So what we need to spend our time and our blood, sweat, and tears on is figuring out how to find the person that goes rogue, like this Texas student that goes out on a shoot on a stabbing spree. But instead, that's not what we're doing. All right? We're helping our politicians get reelected. That's what it's all about. When I watch the news, it's all about, you know, I respect Manchin and Toomey for putting the effort into this and coming up with a bipartisan suggestion that may actually keep both parties happy for a little bit. I commend them for their work. But, you know, one of them, when they get up in front of the press conference, they start talking about their political accomplishments. Is that what this is? Everybody's still campaigning. They're still smiling for the cameras. When do we see people get down and dirty and work? All right? To me, it's all a show, and to me, it's really fake. But unfortunately, while they are trying to protect their own political butts, they could be making legislation that can screw us for decades, as we saw with Obamacare. When we come back, let's talk about Arizona now okaying gold and silver as legal tender. We're also going to be talking about some of the lead and mercury in these 1900 medicines. I love medical history. We got to talk about this. Don't go away. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Natural disasters, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you for all tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Please also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. In the next hour, I want to discuss causes of hallucination when people go hiking. In the news this week, we had been discussing how those two hikers who had decided to go hiking on Easter Sunday, take a nice little beautiful hike, right, up in the mountains. From what we understand, when the two got separated and they had been stuck for days, dehydrated, almost died, but thank God were saved, they had started hallucinating from what we understood early that night, so only a few hours into the hike. What could have caused hallucinations that quickly? Or did hypothermia set in that quickly? Were they doing drugs? So we're going to be talking about that. I was on McIntyre in the Morning with Terry Rabe this morning on KABC discussing that. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about a little bit more detail on what Obama's budget plan includes. I don't know if it's going to pass, honestly. It's so much more spending, so little cuts, but all based on taxing the wealthy, who, as we can see, don't seem to be that much wealthy. Also, we want to talk about a cure for bed bugs. And apparently they think that we will be able to get rid of our bed bug infestations that we've been seeing of recent years using kidney bean leaves. All right. So I guess kidney bean leaves, you know, they look like little kidneys. They're really kind of cute. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about that when we come back in the next hour. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, though. Answering your medical questions as I stumble over my tongue. I don't understand this. I get my voice back, and now my tongue gets in the way. I almost think I did a better show when I was all hoarse and coughing up phlegm than now that I got all my energy back. Boy, that was a nasty cold. By the way, for those of you still dealing with that spring cold with the coughing and the gook, all right, I hear you. I can't tell you how many people are still coming in saying they've been coughing for weeks. That was a nasty one. And no, it's not all in your head. That was a bad one. Okay, now, I feel better. So sorry, I'm ready to rock and roll. Now, Arizona has passed a law, not the first state to do this, that is now allowing gold and silver to be recognized as legal tender. Was it President Nixon that kind of did away with the gold standard? I remember. Yeah. So I guess states now, they say, are rushing to push bills through allowing for gold and silver to be recognized as legal tender because many politicians, conservative politicians, feel the U.S. economy is going to collapse. I'm surprised many of the Democrats don't see it as well. And after you see Obama's plan that he unveiled today, I mean, he had a real short press conference. He knew he was going to be under fire for this one. Of course, just, you know, he was just ripping on the wealthy, trying to get us all to agree on a new tax code. He wants to get rid of a lot of itemized deductions. So a lot of things that wealthy investors would do, okay, and would be able to benefit tax-wise, putting money into the economy, certain investments. He wants to get rid of a lot of those deductions and incentives, which to me is just going to crash the economy even more. But that's, you know, just me. Okay, I'm alone here in my opinion, I'm guessing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. From what we understand, they passed through their House of Representatives yesterday allowing gold and silver to be considered legal tender. Lawmakers say the global economy is on the precipice of financial ruin and the U.S. dollar could soon be worthless than the paper used to make it. We've been talking about it for years and boy has gold skyrocketed. Unfortunately, in my house, we've been so busy trying to pay bills. Yeah, we've needed to purchase pills. We've been so busy trying to pay bills and our savings has just completely blown up in smoke that we unfortunately never had the financial ability to buy gold. But for those of you who did, bravo. Bravo. I know. And silver, right? You know, for those of us that have been listening to Old Man on Pawn Stars, he was right. You know, he called it in 2009, get your silver. He knows. You know, many, I believe, nickels that I believe were pre-1965 were made of silver. Correct me if I'm wrong. And so when we learned that on Pawn Stars, we went to all our old coins and we started picking out the older ones because of the silver. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Old Man. I love Old Man on Pawn Stars. Taught us a lot. They say Arizona is one of more than a dozen states to incorporate similar laws. I think Utah in 2011 became the first state in the country to legalize gold and silver coins as currency. Lawmakers in Minnesota, North Carolina, Idaho, South Carolina, Colorado, and other states have also been debating the laws. I don't believe they've taken them on yet. So those of you who have invested in precious metals, I think you've done well. I believe gold is now up to $1,600 per ounce. on Monday. By the way, the whole gold rise in value also gave way to shows like Gold Rush and Bering Sea Gold and Bamazon and Jungle Gold. So we got to fake that also. I mean, now we got some good entertainment. I love it when they find gold. $1,600 an ounce. You know, I tried to look to see if any of my old jewelry from boyfriends that I was given had gold, and you know, they were either the fake gold or whatever. I mean, again, I never asked any of my boyfriends for jewelry. I'm not a jewelry person. I'm not very good with jewelry. I can't tell you how many times I've lost my wedding ring because I play with it. Like right now, my wedding ring is off. I'm sitting there playing with the ring. So, of course, you know, it flings off. It gets loose. I don't like wearing necklaces. I'm not good with bracelets. They distract me. So whenever I was dating, I never asked any of my boyfriends to buy me jewelry. I would always say, don't get me anything. Let's just, you know, go out to eat. Boy, what a mistake that was. Gosh, that was a mistake. I should have gotten something. I wasn't smart then, you know. But then again, I mean, why should the guys always have to buy gold, honestly? All right, so the dollar was up against the euro. Let's see where we're going here economic-wise. All right, so, oh, here we go. President Richard Nixon formally abandoned the gold standard. Republicans are pushing for it to come back because they do not trust President Obama. The economic policy has been into place by Bernanke. All right, we know that. That's from Mail Online. Thank you. All right, so, guys, as we are bracing for economic collapse, this is a great time for me to push Freeze Dry Guy. Buy your Freeze Dry Guy. Visit freezedryguy.com. Great specials. All right, load up. We have no idea what the economy's doing, but we know it's not moving in the right direction. Some of you have asked, do I think Hillary's going to do a better job in 2016? I don't want to talk about it. I don't even want to think about that. We're still going to possibly have an extension of policies like this. All right, now let's go back to the olden days. Should things be like the olden days? I don't know. We're looking at some of these quote-unquote snake oil remedies of the early 1900s. The Smithsonian has published an article trying to break down what some of these chemicals were. Going back and looking at some of these medications. Now, I collect medical antiques. I have some old medications. It's pretty scary. I don't let the kids touch them or breathe around them or anything like an idiot. I had something from the Civil War times. It had a cork. I tried to pull off the cork, and of course the cork was dried, so it broke. And when the cork broke, some of the Nux Vomica, so, you know, fell on the floor. So I told everybody to, you know, run for cover, not that Nux Vomica. We used Nux Vomica for a lot of GI type issues back in the 19th century. But a lot of these medications still last. So a chemist from the University of Detroit Mercy looked at the patents of a number of the questionable salves and discovered there was mercury and arsenic in some of these. I have something from the late 1800s where it was strychnine. I have something that has strychnine in it. And, I mean, the bottle says strychnine. I doubt there's anything biologically active now in it. But these were things that they used and they claimed to use. All right, now some of you go, well, all that stuff was snake oil and it's quack medicine. Well, a lot of the stuff out there was. Remember, we didn't have any regulatory agencies making sure that any of these things being sold were safe. All right, but by the way, snake oil comes from, I guess, Chinese laborers years ago would use an oil derived from the Chinese water snake. It used to soothe aching joints. From there, we've now started to call everything snake oil if we think it's it doesn't work and it's not efficacious. That's fake. All right, we're going to talk about this after the break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.